Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, joining us on the line is Lady Colin Campbell, known as Lady C. She's a Jamaican-born British writer, socialist, bestseller, television and radio personality, and pretty much an expert on this field. Lady C, thank you for taking the time and chatting to us in South Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I am very, very good. We have been totally enthralled, captivated, maybe just a little bit unhealthily obsessed with all of these goings on. I swore I was not going to watch the interview because, I'm sorry, Meghan irritates me. Harry even more so, perhaps. But I couldn't help it. 49 million people have watched this. This has taken us by a storm.
Well, yes, of course, because it's a car crash in the making. Mm. You know, it's always fascinating when something dreadful is happening. People may not like what is happening, but they are captivated by the awfulness of it all.
Mm. So, what is your take? What is your takeaway from the interview? Were you surprised? I mean, you've written a book on the subject. Were you surprised by the content?
Well, I have to say, I was not surprised. I was actually secretly quite chuffed that everything that I have said in my book, Meghan and Harry, the Real Story, foreshadows what is happening. That I'm actually rather pleased with myself for having got my finger so very firmly on the pulse,
right,
and having read them so accurately that they are performing absolutely true to the picture I painted of them.
Can we focus on the
and
word?
I have
yeah.
to tell you, it's
right.
I have to tell you, it's not always a pretty picture. And it's very sad because I think that Meghan and Harry are actually two very immature, very self-indulgent, very spoilt, very irresponsible millennials who have not yet understood that one of the secrets to life is that you count your blessings and not look around to blame everybody for the fact that you do not have 110% when you already have 99.9%. I think there are philosophical and spiritual issues at stake here.
That is so interesting because very successfully Meghan has painted herself as this incredible victim, which is an absurdity if one just looks at, as you say, the 99% of her life. Harry paints himself, he's a perpetual victim, isn't he? No matter what conversation.
Harry is mentally ill. Harry is mentally ill, and this is why the family is cutting him slack. He is mentally ill, and she is playing upon mental illness his and creating a narrative of hers, which there is no evidence of it having ever existed prior to her upward trajectory into the royal family. She has morphed into Diana Mach too, has adopted all of Diana's mental problems and emotional problems, when there was no evidence of her having them before. It's a very, very sick narrative, very sick and very unfortunate.
Yeah, the interesting comment that the thing that I found completely absurd, one of the things, was her comment about, well, she had no idea what she was getting into, almost playing as though she was this naive little American from, you know, rural Idaho, and she was coming across like almost like some kind of a film fantasy that she was stepping into this royal family but had no idea. Who on earth is she kidding?
Well, I don't know who she's kidding, but it's certainly not me, and it's clearly not you by the tone of what you're saying. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is she lived with him for a year at Kensington Palace, and by his own account in the engagement interview, he had coached her very carefully and made sure that she knew what she was getting into. The facts seem to be something that Meghan and, to an extent, Harry can just toss around and play with as if it's a salad in the making. You know, and it's all, I tell you, in my view, this is all about attention. It's about making her the most famous person, most talked about person on earth, which was her instruction to her PR people 2 years ago. And I warned in my book that Meghan is very clever and a lot cleverer than people give her credit for being. And she is actually achieving her objectives destructively, but achieving them nevertheless.
Well, it's almost narcissistic behavior then.
Sorry?
I said it's almost narcissistic behavior. And it fits into that pattern, because when she stepped into the royal family, because of where she was in terms of hierarchy, she could never be number one. And I think that must have been quite difficult for her. So maybe, perhaps what she did was she could be number one in terms of attention seeking, which is exactly what she has managed to achieve.
I think you've got your finger very firmly on her pulse, if I may say so.
It's quite phenomenal. Do you think that this marriage can last or will last?
I think it will last as long as it suits her. I think it will last as long as her overwhelming need for attention and money is being satisfied. I think what we are witnessing here is a very clever, manipulative, calculating, greedy individual, deliberately and unscrupulously and callously setting about achieving her objectives and fulfilling her ambitions with no care or regard to the people she's harming, the family she's married into, the nation that she represents, and the Commonwealth that she represents as well. Because remember, the Queen is the Queen of several Commonwealth nations. Meghan was given the most wonderful opportunity to represent the billions of people of color across the Commonwealth. And Meghan has jettisoned every opportunity she could have for public service in terms of self-service and in terms of merging her royal status acquired through Harry. And she had that dolt along for the ride with her.
I think that's such a perfect description, or apt description, is a dolt. I really do feel that. What do we do, though, with allegations? There were two main thrusts that, or bombs that they dropped, that were always going to drop, and it was always going to be explosive. One was allegations, and particularly unformed allegations of, and non-specific allegations of racism. And then the other one, of course, is the one about mental health and her having suicidal thoughts. And we were even given a photograph of her holding Harry's hand very tightly and suggesting that was evidence of it. I think that's evidence that she didn't want him to let him run away. But that's just my own interpretation of it. What do we do with the allegations of racism, which of course we take very seriously? And of course we take issues of mental health very seriously. And that, I think, has been perhaps a bit confusing throughout this process. What's your thoughts on that?
I think she has brought up two hot potatoes, which she knows she can play with and play the everybody like a violin. She's playing Harry like a violin. She's trying to play the public like a violin. I think that she is very calculatingly and deliberately playing them. I know from people that I have spoken to, and it's in my book, that Meghan made a study of Diana, and Meghan made a study in particular of my books on Diana, because they are regarded as the most accurate and incisive examination of Diana as an individual. She's done that to gain an ascendancy over Harry, and she's done it very effectively. She has replaced the mother he lost in many ways. Diana's suicide attempts, quote-unquote, were always rather more for show than for go.
Mm-hmm.
They were not genuine suicide attempts, ever.
And
she herself confirmed to me and to other people. Meghan has used that, in my opinion, to get Harry to agree to move to California so that they can make a shed load of money. And sorry, it's very early in the morning here.
I'm sorry,
they can
make
a shed load of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that she can set up the situation so that if she chooses down the line to leave him, she will leave with very heavily laid pockets. While if she had stayed in England, she would have left with very little financially. So I think it is a very clever, calculating ploy to play upon his emotions. And let's face that, Meghan has presented herself as somebody who had suicidal thoughts, which, it has to be said, everybody at times has suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
So that's not necessarily a sign of mental illness, so much a sign of mood despair. But even putting that aside, Meghan has pretended in the Oprah interview that she had to go to human resources at Buckingham Palace to ask for help. Harry was with Catherine and William, created Heads Together, a mental health focused foundation and charity.
They've done incredible work in this work. Incredible work.
I mean, they've done wonderful work for mental health, but why is it that Meghan had to go to Buckingham Palace, human resources, for help, when Harry has all of the contacts at his fingertips, and therefore she had access to them? Meghan is pretending that she is this poor little disconnected, unconnected creature, when in fact she was surrounded. All she needed to do was ask Harry or William or anybody else in the family, refer me to a good doctor. She didn't do that. She was setting up the scenario as a pity fest. I do not believe, and I say this as somebody who has had a far more troubled life than Meghan had, and who, when I was young, had to play the suicide card as well. I do not for a second believe that Meghan was sincere. Her behavior is not that of somebody who was genuinely suicidal. It's that of somebody who was using suicide as a card. And this is, considering her circumstances and her overprivilege and the way she was treated, embraced by the British nation, embraced by the British royal family, this, in my view, is immoral, unscrupulous, and completely unacceptable, because suicide and people who have suicidal tendencies is a very serious matter. And I have no pity for some overprivileged brat who decides that she is going to use the suicide card to maneuver her husband out of a position where they are giving their labor gratis so that they can go to Hollywood and make a shed load of money. I think the whole thing is an outrage.
Well, it's so interesting because doesn't this encapsulate the very difference between the royal family and this interview? Is the royal family is about service. It's service to the country versus just language, just speak, just act, and just empty conversations that actually aren't underlined and aren't based on anything of substance. Isn't this quintessentially the difference between these two parties?
Oh, absolutely. But you see, Meghan is based on substance. It's called money. It's called money.
Right.
She marches everything. And don't for a second believe that interview is not about maximizing her financial earning power and his. And also, don't for a second believe that there is not a calculated political agenda here. Meghan told 2 years ago, again in my book, that she had ambitions to one day run for president of the United States of America. She said if Trump and Reagan could have done it, she sees no reason why she can't. And so, and just think of how she is aligning herself. She is very clever. She is playing the color card. She's playing the picky card. She's playing the, oh, I'm such a compassionate person. You know, she's always using these words, compassion, community. I care so much. She cares so much that she throws her family onto the wheels of a bus. She throws the royal family onto the wheels of a bus. I mean, the woman is an arch hypocrite. She is a compulsive phony, in my opinion.
And of course, the lots of allegations about her behavior towards her staff, which is something we don't ever hear from other members of the royal family.
Well, I mean, her behavior towards the staff, and there is an investigation that is taking place now. Her, and again, I mentioned this in my book. So, I mean, you know, Meghan has tried to make out that it's a smear campaign from the palace. Well, it can't be that has been created in reaction to the knowledge that her Oprah interview was coming. Well, that can't be so, because I mentioned it in my book that I started to write 2 years ago and published a year ago.
Amazing.
So, I mean, if you examine what Meghan says, most of what she says does not stand up to scrutiny. And she paints these elaborate pictures, all very horrific pictures, by the way, in broad brush strokes, never actually particularizing what she's speaking about. You know, even her comment about the color of the baby.
Yes, can we talk about that? Can you just give us your thoughts on that?
Well, as you know, I was phoned up by a royal when the baby was being gestated. I was phoned up by a royal with whom I'm very friendly. And because I'm Jamaican, and everybody knows that Jamaica has, you know, every single color onto the rainbow, all mixed up.
Right.
Even more so than South Africa.
Yes.
Scott said. And so, you know, I'm the default position for people to go to is anything to do with race.
Right.
And they rang me up and said,
to get your view.
Did I have any idea what color the baby would be? So I said, well, Meghan is effectively one quarter black because her mother has a lot of white blood. So her mother is maybe 40% white and 60% black. So Meghan, that more or less makes Meghan a quarter or a fifth black. I said, and that would mean that Archie would be, say, one-eighth black. I said, and I used the Jamaican expression that black blood wash out very quick is shiny blood that stick, which is a Jamaican expression meaning that black blood disappears quite quickly, but Chinese blood lingers forever. So if you're, say, 1/16th or 1/32nd Chinese...
Yeah, but I guess the issue is the focus on it. I mean, the fact that you would even have received the phone...
Oh, but hang on a second. When I said that, the reaction was, oh, well, that's a pity. We were rather hoping that the baby would be rather more café au lait, is what they said.
Ah. So it actually, it wasn't a concern in a negative, is what you're saying.
Oh, they were hoping, because remember, the royal family, the Queen and Prince Philip in particular, have dedicated their lives not only to the British nation, but to the Commonwealth. And they are the antithesis of racism. And they have promoted racial inclusiveness and racial harmony, for they dedicated their lives to it. So the Queen has been at this for 70 years. And therefore the idea that the family was going to be terrified that the baby would look it's ludicrous.
Right. So from your experience, this wasn't a negative concern at all. In fact, quite the contrary.
They were hoping that the baby would look rather more café au lait Meghan has taken a positive and flipped it and made it into a negative.
Right.
Which, it has to be said, Meghan and Harry do with an awful lot of stuff.
One of our guests is asking,
you cannot rely on any account that Meghan and Harry give about anything. They are unreliable purveyors of information because they flip positives and turn them into negatives. And this is just one of many examples of how they do it. And they are quite mindless of the havoc that they create when they wallow in their self-pitying, attention-seeking, destructive behavior. Because there is no doubt that he is mentally ill and that she is displaying signs of mental illness that are more than likely due to a serious personality disorder.
Let us also not forget that
Meghan was very friendly with the Trudeaus in Canada, and according to Meghan, she was friendly with Princess Eugenie before she knew Harry. Therefore, Meghan's claims to be an innocent abroad who knew nothing about royalty and nothing about the world of privilege, by her own account, is nonsensical. Now, if you examine what she says, she contradicts herself, and so does he, left, right, and center. That is when they don't contradict each other, because in the interview, in terms of the comment about the baby, she says it was while she was pregnant, and he says it was before they got married.
Right,
so they can't even agree on that.
On the same thing. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there. I could continue this conversation for hours, but we are going to ask you to join us again. Absolutely fantastic. Lady Colin Campbell, known as Lady C. She is a Jamaican-born British writer. She is an expert on this subject. An absolute privilege to chat to you and to get your perspective. And I hope that you will join us again and enlightening us and our listeners.
May I say one thing more?
Of course.
Thank you very much. May I say one thing more?
Sure.
Being Jamaican, having been brought up in a multiracial world, I am all for racial inclusivity and racial harmony. And I am absolutely furious that Meghan and Harry are playing the race card negatively and destructively when they could have played it positively and harmoniously.